From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is KALW's Eli Wertschafter. Hey, Eli.
Hello, Janae.
Eli is the program director of Uncuffed, KLW's training program and award-winning podcast made by people in California prisons. And the song you hear in the background is Eli's, because he's a man of many talents and he's also a musician. But right now we're going to hear Eli's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do at home and around the Bay.
Take the Richmond line, take the Richmond line.
First up is Anais Mitchell performing at the UC Theater in Berkeley. The folk singer's Broadway smash, Hadestown, won 8 awards, including Best Musical at the 2019 Tony Awards. Her self-titled album is due to be released at the end of the month. Eli, what about her music do you enjoy?
Oh my God, I love Anais Mitchell so much. She is my favorite contemporary songwriter. She is the genius of the extended metaphor. I think I've seen her performed 4 times.
Oh, wow.
Plus I saw her her musical Hadestown on Broadway. It takes the Orpheus myth and puts it in a kind of Americana dystopian world. And it's just beautiful. She's so poetic in her songwriting. And she's really grounded in like old folk ballads too. Mm-hmm. At this concert, she's gonna be performing first with her band Bonnie Light Horseman that does these like contemporary reinterpretations of old weird folk songs. And then she's performing songs from a forthcoming album coming out later this month. The songs that she's already released from that album are on heavy rotation on my playlist. I'm really excited for this concert and anything she puts out.
All right, that's Anais Mitchell performing at the UC Theater in Berkeley on January 28th.
Break their bands for me, to lay their gold around my feet. All of fashion in the pan, all of fashion for your hand.
Your next pick is a Shotgun Players production of Babes in Holland at the Ashby Stage in Berkeley. The play takes place in 1996 and is about 2 Black college students in Pittsburgh bonding over their love for R&B girl groups. They create their own safe space of self-discovery and music in a predominantly white college. However, the stress of love, money, and lack of privacy might be too much for them to overcome. Eli, this sounds like my college days. Tell us more about this play.
So this play is by Deneen Reynolds Knott, and she originally wrote it because a family member of hers was going to college, and she started to reflect on her own college experience and what it was like to be at a predominantly white school. Mm-hmm. In this play, it's kind of a workshop production. This play is still in development. One thing I love about Shotgun Players is they're often working with new plays, mm-hmm. and you get to see something that is still being made and still in the works. And one thing that's interesting to me about this piece right now is that it's really about creating a subculture that's as small as your own little dorm room, right? And so after this pandemic, when we've all been just like associating with the people in our own homes or in our own immediate neighborhoods, you know, I feel like we've all had this experience of like getting really into a couple musicians with the people in our home or the few people we talk to. I think it's about finding that sense of culture and community, even in a really small space.
That's the show Babes in Holland. See it at the Ashby Stage in Berkeley from January 20th to February 6th, or stream it on January 27th and February 3rd.
I gave you many chances to make change. They all last thing you changed was love to hate.
And your final pick is the Mission Muralismo audio zine. Local writers Olivia Pena and Josiah Luis Alderete take listeners on an audio stroll through the Mission District. They talk about the murals found in the neighborhood and the artists involved in their creation. Josiah Luis is an alum of our KALW Audio Academy, as well as Eli. Eli, what have you taken away from this audio documentary?
Oh, there's so much. What's really powerful about it is that the murals are about creating a sense of place and a sense of culture and a permanent sense of place, even for people who were usually renters and not owners. And a lot of the artists talk about the murals as a way of creating a sense of place and culture. And now, as you know, as most people know, there's been so much displacement out of the Mission. So many of the Latinx residents there have had to move out. Even some of the murals are starting to get painted over. And so this piece is kind of a reflection on what it is to lose that neighborhood and what it is to try to hang on to it through murals and through other forms of art. And it's like, if a mural is one way of creating permanence, then an audio documentary even adds another layer of permanence, that these stories are going to last forever. It's very beautiful.
That sounds nice. I have to listen to that. That's the Mission Muralismo audio zine, and you can listen to it now on SoundCloud. I've been speaking with Eli Wertschafter, program director of KALW's podcast Uncuffed. Listen to Uncuffed on your favorite podcast platform. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by James Rowland and produced by Porfirio Rangel. I'm Janae Darton.